Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're starting with some casting news this afternoon. One of our own, indeed, Jack Rayner. What is he up to?
Yeah, he's going to be in a new series adaptation, cast in a leading role, actually, of the William Gibson novel The Peripheral at Amazon Studios. This is from Westworld creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, who will executive produce the series alongside Cube filmmaker Vincenzo Natali, who will also direct. The one-hour drama stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Flynn Fisher, a woman trying to hold together the pieces of her broken family in a forgotten corner of tomorrow's America. Smart, ambitious and doomed, she has no future until the future comes calling for her. Rayner plays Burton, brother of Flynn and a US Marine Corps veteran who served in the Hapic Recon Unit. Gary Carr also stars in this project.
Great one for Jack Rayner. We wish him well with that. What about Woody Harrelson?
So he's set to play the real-life physician of infamous Heinrich Himmler in the psychological thriller The Man with the Miraculous Hands. Now, this is based on Joseph Kessel's novel. The story follows Finnish-born medical professional Felix Kirsten, who was reluctantly pulled into the Third Reich's corridors of power as a personal physician and prisoner of Himmler, the head of the SS and one of the architects of the Holocaust. His therapies helped relieve Himmler's debilitating abdominal pain, therefore giving him extraordinary influence over the man. And with clever manipulations and a flair for dangerous negotiation, Kirsten ultimately saves thousands of lives from the concentration camps and outlived his captor. Now, the project sees Harrelson working for the third time with the director Oren Moverman, who did the likes of Rampart and The Messenger as well. So, good actor Woody Harrelson always chooses good roles, and The Man with the Miraculous Hand sounds like a great project.
It certainly does. Now, another fine actor, Jeremy Strong, most recently we saw him in The Trial of the Chicago 7. What is he up to next?
So he's found his next role, as you say. Jonas Salk is the man he's going to be playing, a famed virologist that developed the widely used polio vaccine. So this project is called Splendid Solution, which is based on Jeffrey Kluger's New York Times best-selling novel of the same name, which follows Salk as he begins his polio research and his eventual discovery of the vaccine that he purposely did not patent at the time and was then used for decades to inoculate against the virus. He's a great actor, and as Corey, he's filming at the moment the season, next season of Succession, which was halted by the pandemic. And yeah, as you say, he was in The Trial of Chicago 7 as well. So we look forward to seeing him in Splendid Solution.
Very good. Now, another thing that has, of course, been halted by the pandemic is theatre, and we've been missing theatre here and in the West End and on Broadway. Now, we've seen the likes of Hamilton, the stage version filmed, and that appeared on Disney Plus. This next one is to appear on Netflix. And it's sort of an interesting one, Eckhart.
Well, I think all things royal have been very successful on Netflix. So they're deciding to continue with this because Diana, a musical about the People's Princess, is going to premiere on Netflix ahead of its Broadway debut. Now, this is because it did have some previews, but obviously, as you said, you know, Broadway went dark due to the pandemic, and they've decided that on October 1st, 2 months before preview performances and when it returns, they're going to show a filmed version of this musical where they have the cast and everything. And as you said, there's been precedent for this, so they see this as a potential big success, and probably drive the interest in terms of people going to see the Broadway show as well. So we'll remind you of it again when it comes round. But Netflix planning to show us a filmed version of the musical called Diana.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one, as you say. What about a trailer for us to check out this week, Gart?
Okay, so if you like your horror franchises, you might like this one. Well, this is called Spiral from the Book of Saw. And this one was conceived, actually, by and stars comedian Chris Rock. So he plays a brash detective, along with his rookie partner, who's played by Max Minghella, who take charge of a grisly investigation into murders that are eerily reminiscent of the city's gruesome past. So this project also stars Samuel L. Jackson. You can see it. It'll be after May, because it's due to open in the US on May 14th. We'll probably have it not long after that. But check out the trailer for Spiral from the Book of Saw.
All right, new releases, quite a few this week.
We do have a good few. So let's start with Minari. Really liked this movie. It's about a South Korean family who moved to Arkansas during the 1980s to start a new life. It's a really sweet tale. And, you know, you see this father and mother trying to rebuild a life. And you see their children as well trying to deal with the situation. And then it's amplified a little bit when the grandmother comes to live with them as well. So that's available to rent online from the likes of the IFI at Home and other places.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
a lot of Oscar buzz. I think about 6 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture and Director nominations there. And it is, you're right, Garrett, a lovely mix of, there's this comedy, there's emotion, it's quite poignant but beautifully told and acted, I thought. So do check out Minari. I did watch it through IFI at Home, which is a great choice. We also have Godzilla.
Yeah, so this was one for the big screen, but obviously they've decided that they would release it here on, you know, VOD, on premium VOD. So this is Godzilla versus Kong, the epic next chapter in this sort of cinematic monster verse. It pits two of the greatest icons in motion picture history against one another. So that's one you can watch. In the States, they've been lucky enough to release it in the cinema, but here we'll get to see it online. I've got a couple to mention on Netflix as well. We've got Concrete Cowboy, which stars Idris Elba, and we've also got Run as well, which is about a homeschool teenager begins to suspect her mother is keeping a dark secret from her. Sarah Paulson stars in that one. They're both on Netflix. Over on Sky Cinema, you've got Antebellum, which depicts a slave woman referred to as Eden as she considers rebelling against the Louisiana plantation she is a captive of, and where she suffers abuse with other African-American slaves there. And then a flash forwards to the life of a successful author. Janelle Monáe stars in that, and it's on Sky Cinema. And one for the kids on Sky Cinema as well is Scoob. This is the animation fun of the famous crime-solving canine. And there's an Irish movie as well, which is released on Sky Cinema, called The Racer. If you've not seen it, this is about a rider who secretly harbours the desire to win the Tour de France. Worth checking out as well. So that's your selection. Quite a few.
Quite a few there indeed. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, I'm going back to this one because I really liked it at the time when it came out. A terrific movie, really. It's Heat. Mm. And it sees Pacino and De Niro on screen together. It's a veteran.
Do you remember
police.
The buzz about that, Garrett? When, I mean, it was De Niro and Pacino and, you know, you needed to add no more to the poster, really.
And you know what? I've gone back to it a couple of times to watch that famous coffee shop scene where they are on screen together. Look, it's a really good movie. It's a great sort of gangster heist movie, a cop chasing down a robber. It's a cat and mouse sort of a game, really nice cinematography and lovely performances as well. Val Kilmer, John Voight, Tom Sizemore, Natalie Portman, Michael Mann directs, so it's quite stylish.
It's
so yeah, it is a goodie. So if you fancy checking out Heat again, it's on RT2 tonight at 9 p.m.
Lovely, Garrett. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.